This is one of those sugyas which is a bit more technical in nature, and we'll try and give it a try to also conceptualize some of the matters, but it's a challenge. We've been dealing with a list of psukim that have been relating to the interface between Misa and Mamon, and we went through the psukim of Kedei Rishaso, Lo Yehason, moved over to Lo Sikhu Kofer, and Va'aretz Lo Techupar L'Adam Asher Shufachba, Atat Tavair Adam Anaki. And we saw that many of these dealt with the world of Kamei Midrabinei, but we also have other principles that are involved. Here we come to a pasuk close to the very, very end of Sefer Vayikra, Kocherem Asher Yocharam Min Ha'adam. On the page that I photostated for you, brought the entire pasuk, Lo Yipadeh Mos Yumas. This pasuk has numerous interpretations. And to put our Gemara into context, I sent you to the Ramban in Chumash, who gives us the sense of that context. If you look in the second paragraph of the Ramban, Al Derech HaPshat, Yomar HaKosuv, Ki Kol HaMacharim Mishelo, Bein Adam, Bein Behema, Sadeh Achuzato, Hu Kodesh Lashem. That we have a concept of cherem. We have a concept of cherem kohanim. We have a concept of cherem mikdash. That a person in the world of hafla'ah, the same way he can make nedarim and nedavos, he can create cherem. You can say hare zo cherem. Sorry, there are pages. Alex, there are pages over here if you want to take for yourself and for Dov. That we have a concept of making something cherem, and then the pasuk is telling us kol cherem asher yacharam min ha'adam, that whatever object we're speaking about over here, I made my car cherem, I made my house cherem, lo yipadeh, I have no right of being podeh. This is not like kodshei bere kabayit, that if I give a table to hekdesh, now I could be podeh the table for money. Over here, what I gave, I gave. This is cherem. This now belongs to Shevet Kahuna. This now belongs to the Mikdash. As Mikdash, I have no longer any connection with it. That's one understanding. That's the pshat of the pasuk. Kol cherem asher yacharam min ha'adam lo yipadeh. However, there is another concept of cherem as it's used in Tanakh. And this is what the Ramban points out. Just saying, which paragraph? If you look in the 1, 2, 3, the fourth paragraph, the second line, L'kach ani omer ki min hakosav hazeh yetzei lahem hadin hazeh. Now we have another concept of cherem, that a shekol melech, that a king, o sanhedri gedola b'ma'amad kol Yisrael, the melech stands for Klal Yisrael, the sanhedri gedola can also stand for Klal Yisrael, sheyesh lehem reshut b'mishpatim, that the king or the Sanhedrin can create a command, sheim yachrimu al ir lehilachem aleha, o v'cheinim yachrimu al davar, that they can state that there will be a world of halacha, that there will be an isur, and that this Isur, which is created by the king or the Sanhedrin, will then be chal al Klal Yisrael, to the degree that the onesh of someone who ignores this Isur is chayav misa. That's also a concept of cherem. The Ramban has an entire essay on this topic called Mishpat HaCherem, and he says this is learned from this pasuk, Kol cherem asher yacharam min ha'adam, lo yipadeh mos yumas, stressing the end of the pasuk, that this is something that, you know, it's that this creation, this Iser, which is created, has a death penalty. And the examples that he gives is that when Klal Yisrael, after the Ma'aseh of Givat Binyamin, decided that they are going to wipe out that town of Givat Binyamin, and that everyone should join in, and anyone who doesn't join in is Chayav Mitah, that's the Cherem that we're speaking about over here. And then they found out that there was this town of Yavesh Gilad that didn't send any representatives to the battle. Then Al Pi Halacha, the men of that town of Yavesh Gilad were Chayav Mitah. Or Shaul, who said that in the war they were fighting current against the Plishtim, it is forbidden for anyone to taste anything. And then Yonatan went ahead and he tasted the honey that was growing, that was dripping in the forest. So Shaul said, this Yonatan, who happens to be my son, is Chayav Mitah, because I'm a king, and I have the right to create such a cherem, such an Iser Hana'ah, with a death penalty. And the nation wanted to be Pode Yonatan. They wanted to redeem him, that he was the cause of the entire victory. And Shalom El said, the Pasuk says, Kochei Mashiach ben Adam lo yipadeh mos yamus. That was the disagreement between Shaul and the nation. Namely, this is also, according to the Ramban, learned out from this Pasuk. And then we have our sugya that takes the Pasuk from a totally different perspective. Neither the classic Cherem Kohanim or Cherem Hekdesh, what the Ramban calls Pshat in the Pasuk, or what the Ramban views as the source of the power of a king. This is the power of what we call cherem, namely that a community can decide to put a person who doesn't want to give a get to his wife in cherem, that no one can do business with him, no one can interact with him socially. This is the makar, cherem asher yacharam, that the community has this power. The king is the representative of the community. The Sanhedrin is representative of the community. Yitachen, that we can also have this on a smaller level. How can all of these be learned out from the same pasuk? So if you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, in the fifth paragraph, Uladas Rabosenu Yitachen Shiyeh Hakosuv Hazeh Kol El Dvarim Rabim. This is the power of Torah. This is the Shivim Panim La Torah. He brings the example. We have a pasuk called Tochu Al Hadam, another pasuk called Yumsu Avos Abanim, and we learn out all sorts of different halachos from these psukim. And so, also in our situation, that our this pasuk Zayichol Din Ma'arich Mechuyave Misa, we're going to see in our sugya Din Misha Machrimim Oso Be'et Hakibush Kamosha Amarnu Ha'Over Al Cherem Shel Bezdin Hagadol Omel Yisrael Kinyan Ma'aseh Shaul. All of these are learned out from the same pasuk. I'm sorry, just in the course of my copying the Ramban, one line skipped to the end, so I made like a little arrow. But in any case, it's a very, very important Ramban. So, given this Ramban, that this pasuk has many, many levels of interpretation, now we move back to our sugya. Kol cherem asher yacharam en ha'adam lo yipadeh lamali. So here Rashi explains that the phrase lo yacharam also is used in the Torah as a death penalty. Zoveach le'lohim yacharam. That if a person brings a korban to Avodah Zarah, it says in Parshas Mishpatim, yacharam, he will be chayev misa. So what we're saying over here is that a kol cherem asher yacharam en ha'adam, when we have a chiyuv misa, lo yipadeh. We are not going to allow this chiyuv misa to be redeemed with money. This is our sugya. But the question is, we already have seen that. We've seen that in the world of Emasoniyeh, we've seen it in the world of Kedei Rish also, and particularly we've seen it in the Tupsukim dealing with a murderer. Lo tiklu kofer lenefesh rotzeach, lo tiklu kofer lenusel ir miklato. So the Gemara asks, lamali, what do we need another pasuk for a principle we've already seen? So the Gemara answers, mi boy lechedetanya, minayin liyotze lehareg. We have a person who is chayav misa. He was already sentenced by Bezdin. V'amar echad, and then as he's being marched through the street, Someone says, Erko alai, I take upon myself to give to Hekdesh this individual's erech, his value. And that has a meaning in the Torah, that every individual is valued according to his age and according to his gender, right? That we have four ages. Every age has a different, is given a different objective standard. And every gender, a man, a woman, have different standards. So someone says, I take upon myself to give a neder to Hekdesh of this person's erech. Minayin shelo amar krum. How do we know that this doesn't get off the ground? Namely, he didn't say on this individual, damav alai. He didn't say that his subjective value is going to be the nature of my neder. Because then we'd understand this person is valueless, he's going to die. But he spoke about erech. He spoke about an objective, age, gender-related status. How do we know that that doesn't apply to this individual? Shenemar kocherem asher yacharam min ha'adam, that when we have an individual who has a death penalty on his head, lo yipadeh, that there is not going, not only is not going to be for this person domim, there's not going to be worth, there's also not going to be erech, that there's not going to be the objective value that every individual has. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Namely, to teach us that this individual who's chayev misa can't read himself, that we had previous psukim. We learn out over here a new principle in terms of the world of erchin. Yochol afkodem shenigmar dino kein. Would this apply even before the Gmar Din? Talmud Lomar, min ha'adam v'lo kol ha'adam. Not everyone who is in the world of death penalties is going to have this halacha applied to him. Only the person who is beyond the last stage. The Gzar Din has already been given. Okay. However, the problem is that this halacha is a machlokes tanoim. Ula Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya da'amar ne'erach mipnei shedamav ketzuvim. In other words, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya makes that distinction between domav and erech. He says this person has no domim; he has no worth. If a person said, "I want the worth of this individual who's going to be killed to be given to Hekdesh," that is meaningless. But if he said erech, erech is an objective standard according to the age of this person. This person is still alive; he's breathing. He has a certain age, a certain gender, so there is a concept of erech. So then, hai kol cherem may oved lei. So what does he use the pasuk of kol cherem for? Mi boy lei lechadetanya. So now we're coming back to our issue in terms of the world of kocher, in terms of the world of pidyon. Rav Yishmoel benosher Rav Yochanan ben Broka omer, lefi shematzino lemumsim bidei shamayim, shenosnin mamon, umiskaper lahem, shenemarim kofer yushas alav. Since we find that the owner of a shore that kills an individual, that owner is chayav misa bidei shamayim. The Torah says, v'gam ba'alav yumat. He's chayav mita, not bidei adam, bidei shamayim. And that misa bidei shamayim is transformed into a payment of kofer. Perhaps we would think, yochol af biyidei adam kein. We would think that perhaps, even if a person is chayav misa bidei adam, that there would be a possibility of redeeming it in terms of money. We do have possibilities of redemption. The Soyer Lazazel on Yom Kippur represents a redemption that represents us. The korban is a representative form of kapara, of atonement, that animal which is shechted is ki'ilu mi. So maybe we would say that I could also be pode myself, I could redeem it myself from a death penalty with money. Talmud Lomar, cherem min ha'adam lo yipode. Cherem min ha'adam lo yipode. Again, the Gemara is going to come back to the issue that it raised earlier. Haven't we already learned this out from other psukim? But at this point, the Gemara wants to follow through with the entire drasha. Ve'ein li ela misos chamuros. We are aware that there are all sorts of misos bezdin. Now here the word chamor is a very, very tricky concept. The word chamor means that which is more heavy, right? That which is more stringent, that which is more, we would say, what word would we use? The opposite of lenient, I guess. Stringent, or is there another word in your thesaurus? Strict. Okay, but there are different concepts of chamor. We're not dealing, in other words, we would normally think a misa chamura is given for a maase rishut chamur, right? That the more evil there is in the deed that was done, the more stringent the death penalty would be. And we do find that concept that, let's say, for chilul Shabbos, for avodah zarah, we have a punishment of skila. Skila is considered to be a more stringent punishment than chenek. Chenek is the classic death punishment for someone who were to be involved in witchcraft. I don't know. In other words, that they would be chayav chenek. So we do have these distinctions between that skila and sreifa are more chamor than herig and chenek. That we have different forms depending upon the rishus of the act. We have a more stringent form of death. But that's not what our Gemara is referring to. We're not speaking over here in terms of what we would view as the Avera Chamura. We're speaking about over here a more Chamur means that there is no alternative that's built into the system, as opposed to Kal, that there is an alternative which is built into the system. So we have two types of death punishments. We have those that were you to do the same act v'shogeg, there would be a form of kapara via a korban. And we have those that if you did this act v'shogeg, it's true there wouldn't be a chiyuv misa, but neither would there be a form of atonement in a korban. So we'll say that when there is no alternate form of atonement, we'll call that chamur. When there is an alternate form of atonement, we'll call that kal. Again, it doesn't mean that the avera was more chamur. It means that the death punishment doesn't have a built-in alternative of atonement. Either the atonement is death, or there is no atonement. That's chamur. If we have death, but if you do it b'shogeg, there's an atonement of korban, that's what we're going to call kal. And so therefore, Rashi gives the example, and so what is the litmus test? How do we know when there is a korban b'shogeg? So the litmus test is, what if you did this act b'mezid without edim, b'mezid without hasra'ah? Would there be kares? If there is kares b'mezid without edim or hasra'ah, then b'shogeg there is korban. If there is no kares b'mezid without a hasra'ah or without edim, then b'shogeg there is no korban. So anywhere we're going to find kares is going to be called kal. Any place where there is no kares is going to be called chamor. So that's what Rashi points out, that ose chabura ba'aviv, that if a person scratches his father, ogonev nefesh b'Yisrael, or a person kidnaps an individual and sells him into slavery, ein kapara ksuva b'shigagaso she'ein kares b'zedono. Those are called chamor. Those are called chamor. Even though the misa that we're dealing about is the misa of herig or chenek, basically chenek, but it's a form of misa which is more kal. However, there is no built-in atonement in the system other than the death penalty. Mashenke misos kalos, that's where we have kares. For example, Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, Arayos, all of those are kalot. Again, the word chamor and kal over here does not mean the nature of the rishus of the Maisa Avera. We're talking about a technical factor as to whether there is going to be an alternate atonement. So Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher of Yochman Broka pointed out that if we find kofer by Misa Bidei Shamayim, and we'll ask, should kofir apply to the world of Misa Bidei Adam? So the Pasuk tells us, Kol Cherem Min HaAdam Lo Yipadeh. Then we're dealing with a Cherem, a Misa, Min HaAdam, which is brought about by a court, a human court, Lo Yipadeh. There is no kofir. Ein Li Ela Misos Chamuro Shalom Nitna Shigigasan Likapara. So we can understand that this would apply to those misos where we do not have a built-in alternative of an atonement of a korban. However, what about misos kalos shenitna shigason lekapara? We do have an alternative form of atonement. So maybe kofar would also be, maybe paying money would also be an alternative form of atonement. Tamad lomar kol cheirem. So that's what this pasuk would come to teach us. Again, according to the first mando amar, the pasuk came to teach us that a person who is chayav misid de shemayim has no erech. But according to the Mando Amar, that he has an erech. He has an objective value. What will he learn from this pasuk? He'll learn that there is no redemption in money for a death penalty, be it chamor, be it kal. But then the Gemara asks, v'lom emeila milo siklu kofir shamis mina, lo tishka mamona minei v'tiftere, kocherem lamali. Again, we learned out that principle. We already saw that kofir applies to the owner of an animal. It doesn't apply to the rotzeach himself. Lo tikhu kofir lo nefesh rotzeach. If your animal killed, then your atonement will be payment, kofir. But if you killed, lo tikhu kofir. So we already saw that principle. Amarami barchama itzterich. Salkadai tachamina hane mile hecha daharago derech aliyah. Shelo nitna shigas lekaparav haraga derech yirida nitna shigas lekapara ema nishkom amona mine beniftere kamash malon. That there are two forms of murder. One form of murder is where if you did it b'shogeg, there would be galut. Another form of murder is that even if you did it b'shogeg, there would not be galut. Galut is also a form of atonement, and so within the world of murder, we would have said that perhaps the pasuk of lo sikhu kofir would apply to a situation where there would be no galut, but in a situation where perhaps there would be galut, maybe over there would also be an alternative of paying kofir. That's why we need kol cheirem to teach us that halacha. That's what the Gemara is basically telling us, correct? What is unclear over here in the Gemara, and what is a machlokes rishonim in the Gemara, is that when we are dividing death penalties into two categories, chamuros and kalos, where exactly does rotzeach fit into the picture? That we have misos bezdin divided into two categories. Those that are chamurot, in other words, that ain b'shigigatan korban, and those that are kalot, that are yesh b'shigigatan korban. This korban is what the Gemara calls kapara. So we pointed out that to exclude misos bezdin from kofir, to exclude from payment, would be much more obvious in a case of chamuros where there's not even a kapara of korban. Certainly there would be no kapara of money. But perhaps if in a case of shogeg there would be kapara of a korban, maybe then we would have a concept of money. So this is learned out from cheirem, that there's no kofir. Right, that the Torah tells us that in the case of cheirem, lo yipadeh. And this is learned out from kol cheirem, lo yipadeh. Right? So both of these are excluded from two different psukim. So we asked, what do we need these psukim for? Don't we have already a din of rotzeach, that a murderer, he's also chayav bisas bezdin. And the Torah says black and white, lo tiklu kofir. So we might have thought that murderer that the Torah speaks about is the one where there is no galut, that he murders derech aliyah as opposed to derech yirida. But if you would murder in a manner of derech yirida, where had it been done b'shogeg, there would have been golut. Maybe then there would be kofar. That's why we need the pasuk of lo siklu kofar l'nefesh rotzeach. We need all three psukim. But our question, the question that is dealt with by the Rishonim, is this world of rotzeach. All the time, every time after Purim, whenever there's a video and I'm teaching, I feel like I'm in the video. Okay, so we have a world of rotzeach. Another color, another this. Okay, we have a world of rotzeach. So where exactly does rotzeach fit in to these categories of chamurot and kalot? We distinguish between the categories as to whether there is a kapara b'shogeg or there is no kapara b'shogeg. And what's the classic example of a kapara b'shogeg? Korban. Rotzeach doesn't have a korban. If you kill someone b'shogeg, you don't bring a korban. But occasionally, what do we have? What form of atonement?
Galut,
right? We have exile. And so where does that put us? Do we say that because we have galut, therefore it's kalot? Or because we don't have korban, therefore it's chamurot? Okay? So Rashi deals with this, and Rashi says, let's look on Rashi. Misos kalos, next to the last dibur amaskil on daf lamed zayin amed beis, haynu kol misos amuros behen karet al zedono below hatra yesh kapara b'shigagata b'chatat kagom avodah zara shabbos va'arayos iname rotzeach sheyesh bo kapara l'shigagato b'galut. So Rashi says black and white that a rotzeach fits in this category kas yesh b'shigagatan kapara, namely galut. Okay, this is the category of yesh b'shigagatan kapara. Once Rashi does that, he sets himself up for a knockout blow from Tosfos, or at least a TKO from Tosfos. That Tosfos says, just a minute. Let's look at the sugya according to Rashi. We have these three psukim. We say that cheirem comes, in other words, the ptur mikofer. Or that we'll name it when you use the word ptur, the hafka'ah, the exclusion from paying kofer. Cheirem, mafkia, the word cheirem is mafkia misos chamuros. As we saw, the word cheirem says there's no kofer and misos chamuros. The kol cheirem is mafkia misos kalos. Then the Gemara asks, why do we need cheirem and kol cheirem? We have another pasuk. Lo tikhu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach. Why do we need that pasuk? So the Gemara says, that pasuk is talking about a rotzeach chamur. A rotzeach that has no galut. Where do we find the rotzeach where there is no galut? That's the derech aliyah. Right? That you're chayav galut if you are viewed as a true shogeg, as someone who is really seriously not intending, but negligent. And so when you have when the person who is being killed is in front of you, and you are above him, and you are hitting him from above and downwards, you, l'chora, have much more control over what you're doing. And if you hit him so hard that he dies, you are considered to be a negligent rotzeach, and you go to galut. But if he is above you, it's much more difficult for you to judge what's going to be the result of the of hitting him in an act going up. And so if you kill him, that is, there is no galut in such a situation. We call that korov la'ones. There is less negligence that's involved, and therefore the atonement of galut is not a criteria. So we have a rotzeach chamur, and again the word chamur does not mean that it's worse.
The word chamor simply means that there's no kapara. It's without galut. Derech aliyah. So that we learn out from the pasuk of lo tikhu kofer. And the rotzeach kal, right? In other words, im galut, that's derech yerida. That we pointed out would be included in the kalot. Whenever we have a rotzeach that has galut, that's the kalot. So Tosfos says, just a minute, why do you need three psukim? Chayrem, kol chayrem, and gosiklu kofer. We have one principle. The principle is kalot and chamurot. Once we already see by rotzeach that we have two psukim, one for a case of chamur and one for a case of kalot, you don't need any more psukim. Two psukim are enough, says Tosfos. Asks on Rashi. The moment that you put rotzeach under kalot, but you say that there's a certain form of rotzeach which is chamurot, and it has its own pasuk, so we'll learn out everything from rotzeach. Let's read it into Tosfos. Pirish bekuntrus. What's the kalot? Avos kochavim shabbos gili arayot. Shenitan shigos on the kaparia de korban. And then Rashi continues. V'chein rotzeach nitna shigagos on the kaparia de gogos. That rotzeach, what we'll see later on, is derech yirida, is kalot. V'koshe imken lemaskana amai itzterich cherem, v'kol cherem, v'lo sikhu. Why don't you three psukim? We have two principles. B'lo tikhu kofer u'becherem sagi. Two psukim should be enough. L'chad l'derech aliyah, chad l'derech yirida. One for any situation where there is no kapara, and one for a situation where there is a kapara. Shinitan shigosel kapara. Hainu misos kalos aperish akuntrus. That's Tosus' question. And therefore, Tosus rejects Rashi, and he learns, l'kach nira, the misos kalos lo choshev Elahani shenitan shigosel lekapara yedei mamon o yedei korban, avo rotzeach lo nitan shigosel lekapara ayedei mamon, ela ayedei galut. Tosfos says that Rashi was wrong in his original assumption. Rashi said rotzeach is a form of kalot. If rotzeach is a form of kalot, and then we have two types of rotzeach, kalot and chamorot, we don't need three psukim. We'll say that all kalot are similar to rotzeach b'kalot, and we'll learn it out from cherem, and all cases of chamurot where there is no kapara similar to rotzeach chamur, and we have losiklu kofer. You don't need three psukim. Two psukim are enough. So Tosfos says no. Rotzeach really, says Tosfos, belongs in the world of chamurot. Why? Because there's no korban. In order to fit into the world of kalot, you need a korban. Rotzeach doesn't have korban. It has galus. It has galus, but galus is not a korban. So rotzeach is going to be, according to Tosfos, in the world of chamurot. L'kach nira, the misas kalos is only when there is mamon or korban. A rotzeach onitan shosal kabare de mamon el de galut. V'hochi perush de braisa. Ein li ela misos chamuros shel onitan kapara ayede korban. Hainu komisos shen lehem kores, mesis, mediach, novi sheker, zokin mamre, maka aveviimo, makalo aveviimo, gonev nefesh, right? Rashi gave the examples of scratching your father or gonev nefesh. Tosfos expands the examples. Megadev, if we say that you're chayev misa, virotzeach. Rotzeach fits into category chamurot. Umisos kalos, the other side of the board, the left side of the board. Umisos kalos kigonavos kochavim shabbos arayos yeshlem kares, and they have korban. Right, the common denominator is here is a category of korban, and here there is no korban, and so rotzeach comes into the category of chamurot, not the category of kalot, according to Tosfos. Uparech, and therefore then the Gemara then asks, V'lo memeilo shamis minami lo siklu kofer, the same question, don't we have a separate pasuk by Rotzeach? Why you need a separate pasuk? U'mehosam shamin and kol misos chamuros, why can't we learn out all misa from Rotzeach? Why do we need a separate pasuk of cherem? V'lo malikra le misos chamuros, misos kalos vadei tzarech kra, Or meshani itzterich trei kroy lemisos chamura schalo derech aliyah shonitan shigasal lekapara klal v'chalo derech yirida shonitan shigasal lekapara ayedei galut. That what Tosfos says. Now we understand. We need three psukim because within the world of chamurot we have two levels of chamur. We have a level of chamur where there is no atonement at all, neither korban nor galus. That would be the case of rotzeach derech aliyah. And then we have a chamuros, which where you have a kapara, but not, but it's galus. It's not korban. And then you have kalos, where you have korban. Namely, according to Tosfos, Cheirem deals with chamuros ma'od, very, very chamur. Kol cheirem deals with kalot, and lo siklu kofro v'nefesh rotzeach is chamurot, not ma'od, right? We have chamurot ma'od, chamurot, and kalot. Those are three different levels. Chamurot ma'od, there is no kapara at all. Kalot, we have a kapara of a korban. Chamurot is we have a kapara of galus, but it's not as, in other words, it's not as super chamur as when there's not having anything at all, but it's also not where you have a korban. We have three different, we would have thought maybe there is no kofar in the chamurot ma'od, but there would be in the classic chamurot. And we say we have a pasuk siklu kofar. Well, maybe the classic chamurot, there's no kofar, but there would be in the kalot, kamashmo and kol cheirem. So according to Tosfos, the moment it's divided into chamurot ma'od, chamurot, and kalot, we have three categories, you need three psukim. According to Rashi, Tosfos asked, we don't have three categories. We start off that rotzeach is kalot, right? So we're not going to have a third category. Rotzeach is either going to be kal or it's going to be chamur. But according to Tosfos, we have three categories. Chamurot ma'od, there's no kapara. Chamurot, there's galut, but no korban. And kalot, we have korban. That's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. What I thought is added for you on the back of the other side of the page of Mar Makamos I gave you are the Ritva and the Ra'ah, namely Chachmei Sfarad, who basically learned like Rashi. But they answered Tosfos' question without having to change the Gemara all upside down. If you look in the Ritva, Dibur HaMaschil, Chiyve Misos Kalos, so he defines, Shinitan Shigosan Kapara, Kagon Rotseach, Shiesh Kaparo Shigoso Begolos. Namely, that this is Rashi. Rashi says that Rotseach is Kalos. Okay? So now we have Tosfos' question, why then do you need three psukim? So this is what the... Why not learn everything out from the world of Rotseach? So here the Ritva answers that in the next Dibur HaMaschil. Talmud Lomar Kol Cheirem, Perush, Mecherem Kol Cheirem Shaminan Latravayu. Umihu Afilu Kasa Beferush Chiyuve Misos Kalos, Lo Shaminan Minah Chiyuve Misos Chamuros. Namely, even if we have a black and white pasuk by Rotseach, we still need a separate pasuk, even according to Rashi, for misos chamuros. Why not learn it out from derech aliyah? The hava amina rotzeach kevon sheharag dinhu sheyehareg velo yifte atzmo b'mamon avo gonev nefesh v'chovel ba'aviv kevon shelo harag yipade b'mamon kamash malon. Namely, what the Ritva points out is that we can divide as much as we want into categories, but there is a certain underlying inner morality, inner value system, which is axiomatic. And that axiomatic value system says, Lo siklu kofer lenefesh rotzeach, or rotzeach is unique in the world of chiyuvei misos. The fact that a rotzeach gets misa, that is not just because rotzeach is a very chamur act, but rather this is the tit for tat. This is the mida keneged mida. A rotzeach who takes a life should get away with no punishment less than taking his own life. It's built into his aveira that his life is going to be taken. It makes no sense at all to speak about any other form of atonement by a rotzeach. Ma she'en ken, by someone who is machal al Shabbos, by someone who is oved avodah zarah, these are very, very serious crimes. But there's no mida keneged mida to take away his life. So maybe we would fine him. Maybe we'd sell him as an eved. Maybe, in other words, there would be some other form of atonement for such an individual. You know, by rotzeach, there can be no form of atonement other than death. Either death or nothing. Death is the only atonement which deals with the uniqueness of the crime of snuffing out a human life. A human life is a telem elokim. You're talking about snuffing out the whole purpose of creation. And so if we're going to have an atonement for a rotzeach, it's only going to be on the level of taking his own life. So the fact that we have a pasuk that tells us you can't take money from a rotzeach, that doesn't in any way tell us anything about the rest of the world of averos. And so therefore, what the Ritva does is it says that rotzeach is sui generis. Rotzeach, you can't learn out a kal vachomer. If in rotzeach we don't have kofer, kal vachomer, in the other chamrus we don't have kofer as well. We'll compare them. That's what Tosis did. That's Tosis' question on Rashi. Why do we need three psukim? Once we have two forms of rotzeach, one with golos, one without golos, so the one with golos is kalos, one without golos is chamuros, and we already have everything included in our drashos. So Tosis came on to super chamor, regular chamor, and kal. The Ritva says, you don't have to come onto three categories like that. We still have kalos and chamuros, but rotzeach is unique. The fact that we find that there's no kofer in a rotzeach, derech aliyah, does not tell us anything about avodah zarah, gili arayos, about any other category, because other categories may have there's no built-in ethics that there has to be death penalty in any place except by rotzeach. By rotzeach, it's built into the nature of the crime. By other areas, it's a decision of God. But you can't necessarily learn out one out from the other. So the fact that we have lotiklu kofer lenefesh rotzeach, that is unique to rotzeach. What about the rest of the world of averos? We have cherem and kol cherem. So we need three drushas, right? The ra'ah says the same thing in a much longer manner. That's the paragraph alav memela. He was bothered by Tosis's question, and then he gives the answer that the parallel to the Ritva. The Ra'ah simply technically was the Rebbe of the Ritva. The Ritva had learned not only the Torah of the Ra'ah, but also wrote it in a manner that, you know, that is a little more succinct. But the very, very last three lines of the Ra'ah is what we saw in the Ritva. V'iksiv rotzeach hava amina adrab rotzeach chamor sheken horages hanefesh avo chovel ba'aviv lo de b'chol chad ika chumra. I mean, I really shouldn't have said avo chovel ba'aviv lo. But the Ritva, the Ra'ah also offered an alternative distinction between let's leave it as such. The alternative just makes it more complex. In other words, in any case, what we find over here in the Ritva in two lines, we find over here in the Ra'ah in this entire paragraph. You can go through it on your own. Okay, so we are now on the top of Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. We saw the Tosfos Misos, where we have a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Where do we fit rotzeach? According to Rashi, rotzeach is kalot. Tosis then asks, why do you need three psukim? We have one pasuk for rotzeach, that's kalot, and one pasuk for rotzeach derech aliyah, which is chamurot, that's already enough. So Tosis learned that that rotzeach is not kalot. Rotzeach is chamurot, but we have chamur ma'od, where there's no kapara at all, rotseach, which is chamur, where you have galut but not korban, and you have kalot, you need to be psukim for these three categories. The Ritva and the Ra'ah learned like Rashi and felt you need to be psukim because rotseach is sui generis. Rotseach is unique, you can't learn out from it. The principle that we gave, the principle that we mentioned, that the word kalot and chamurot in our sugya have nothing to do with the severity of the crime, that's brought out black and white in the Tosfos over on the top of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Hanei milei hecha daharogo derech aliyah delo nitan shigagato lekapara. In other words, that there is no galut in this case, and therefore it is the equivalent of chamurot. But Tosfos points out perush lekapara biyedei Adam, that there is no kapara of a court punishment, there is no, not going to be galut. There's more negligence in derech yirida than derech aliyah. In other words, here we're calling derech yirida kal and derech aliyah chamur, because derech yirida we have galut, and in derech aliyah there's no galut. But the reality is that the reason there's no galut in derech aliyah is because it is more lenient, it's more karov la'ones. This is a Gemara in Makos that in order to be Chayav Galut, you require a serious degree of negligence. Derech Yerida has that more serious negligence. A person should be more careful when he's going down a ladder, in other words, in terms of what's beneath him, than when he's climbing a ladder in terms of what is above him. A person should have more control going down the ladder than going up the ladder. And therefore, if he kills going down the ladder, he's chayev galut. If he kills going up the ladder, he's not chayev galut. The kol chumre d'shmaisesin, Tosfos points out in the last wide line, in the middle of the line, kol chumre d'shmaisesin lo tovoi el b'masha lo nitan l'kapara. We're not speaking over here about the severity of the crime. We're simply speaking, is there an alternative atonement? If there's an alternative atonement, we call that kal. If there's no alternative atonement, we call it chamur, even if the crime is less severe. De'eno makpid hashas, because we see that the Gemara over here is not distinguishing b'mesha skila v'sreifa, chamurin meherig v'chenek. We count over here in the category of chamurin cases of herig v'chenek. We count in the category of kalim cases of skila and sreifa. But everyone who learns Sanhedrin knows that skila and sreifa are more chamur than herig and chenek. There's a whole different cemetery for people who die, who are killed in different manners because of the severity of the crime. But here we're just talking about the world of atonement. If there is an alternative atonement, we call that kal. If there's no alternative atonement, even if the crime is not as severe, we're calling that chamur. Okay? Now the Gemara returns to familiar territory. Amalei Rava. Just a minute. We say we need over here these three psukim to teach us that there's not going to be a world of kofid, there's not going to be payment, there's not going to be an atonement of payment in the world of misos kalos, in the world of misos chamuros, and in the world of rotseach. However you want to learn the combinations according to Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ra'ah. But don't we have another source that there is no payment in the world of Chiyuvei Misos across the board from Tana de Bechizkiya? Hamitana de Bechizkiya Nafka, the Tana de Bechizkiya, Make Adam Umake Behema. Ma Make Behema, which is what we call Mazik. When a person is mazik, adam muad la'olam lo chilakta bo ben shogeg v'mezid, it's irrelevant if he did it on purpose or not, didn't do it on purpose, ben miskavin lo miskavin, whether you intended for this victim or didn't intend for this victim, ben derech yirida le derech aliyah. When he is mazik, we say he is always chayav. We say in all these cases there is no distinction lepotro mamon, there is never a ptur, an exemption from payment money, elach chayav amamon, adam muad la'olam. Under all circumstances, when a person is mazik, he always has to pay. So Tana Debe Chizkiya said, we have this hekesh, make adam umake behema. Just as make behema always pays, af make adam, So in the case of a murderer, lo tachloch bo ben shogeg lemeze ben miskaven lein miskaven ben derech yivir lederech aliyah lechayev mamon elu lepotra mamon. Just as the mazik is always chayev mamon, the murderer is always potter from mamon under all circumstances. So this is learned out from Makei Adam, Makei Behema. It means that there is no kofer, that there is never going to be a monetary payment. Why then do we need the three psukim that we spoke about earlier? Just in order to understand this Gemara in light of the Gemara that we learned a few blot ago, when we learned Adaf Amid Ches, we saw over there two alternate manners of learning Tana de Bechizkia. And our Gemara fits definitely much more neatly into one of those two alternatives. One alternative, again, we have Tana de Bechizkia. They say that there is no difference between Shogeg and Mezid. There is no difference between miskaven and eno miskaven, and there is no difference between derech aliyah and derech yirida. This is simply a recap of what they said. What does this mean? We saw two alternatives. One alternative was that all of these are teaching one principle. I think of whether. Okay. All these are teaching one principle. That one principle is that we say, Kam lei midiraba mine, across the board. That we're always going to say that the chi of Misa knocks out the chi of Mamon, whether we're dealing with Mezid or Shogeg, Miskaven, and Omiskaven, Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida. That when a person murders, there's never going to be a payment, there's always going to be a chiyuv misa, or nothing, but there's not going to be a payment. You're always going to be potter mimamon. One principle that we have, a ptur mimamon. That's the way Rashi learned. But the problem is, what does that have to do with our sugya? If you're learning this way, what does that have to do with our sugya? We're not talking about whether you pay mamon, we're talking about whether you can redeem yourself with kofer instead of a death penalty. That's the nature of our sugya. So what does Rashi say over here? L'chayev mamon, v'hu hadin lifdoso. So we have to add it into our sugya, v'hu hadin lifdoso, that the p'tur mamon is not only the classic kamay midrabba minei, but the p'tur mamon is also that there is no redemption of the chi of misa with the substituting the chi of mamon. But we saw another way of learning, that we have over here three principles. We have over here the principle of kam le min derabba minei, across the board, bein mezid bein shogeg, that there is no chiyuv al hamama. And then we have a second principle, miskaven veino miskaven, that it's irrelevant if the victim that you killed was the victim you intended to or not. What p'tur mamon do we have over here? We have three principles of p'tur mamon. We see that you don't pay over here for the mamon that you damaged. Secondly, miskaven veino miskaven, what is Tana Bechisya telling us? What don't you pay? What mamon don't you pay? Demei Neherag, you don't pay the civil court value of the person that you murdered. That's a machlokas, if you recall, between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. Tana de Bechizkia says, whether you're miskaven or eno miskaven, patur midamei neherag. Totally separate issue. And we point out, even though everyone agrees with Tana de Bechizkia on principle one, but on this is a machlokas tanoim. That's a long tosos on daf lamed hey amed aleph. And derech aliyah and derech yirida, what do we say over here that there's no mamon? Ein pidia bekofer. That we don't substitute kofer for chi of misa. Namely, we have three Peturei Mammon, but three totally separate Peturei Mammon. Tana de Bechiska told us three dinim. A, they told us that if you murder B'mezid, in Asonia, right? Then im lo yeh ason anosh yeh anesh, im yeh ason, then there's no onesh. Even the shogeg, there's coming with rabbinate. There's no chiyuv on the money that on the monetary damage that came simultaneous with the chiyuv mamon. That's one din of Tana de Bechiskiya. Then miskaven beino miskaven. Rebbe said that in such a situation, in achinami, you don't get misa, but you pay demei neherag. Tana Bechiskiya says you never pay demei neherag. There's no such concept of demei neherag. It's not a Jewish concept. That's Tana de Bechiskiya. That's a machlokes tanoim. Then derech hayah derech yirida. There is no atonement, there's no kofar in the world of Rotzeach. Kofar is the world of Misa Bidei Shamayim. The owner of the shore, he pays kofar, but a Rotzeach is never going to pay kofar. That's a third Ptur Mammon. Then this fits beautifully into our sugya. Our sugya, that this is the question of Rava. That Rava says, what do we need all these psukim to say that there's no kofar? Tana de Bechiskiya already said there's no pediyah b'kofar, that in the world of a murderer there is no kofar. So what do we need these psukim for? We already have it in Tana de Bechiskiya. That's the question that Rava asks, that we don't need three psukim to teach us the din that there's no pediyah b'kofar. We have it in Tana de Bechiskiya. That's irrelevant derech aliyah, derech yirida, ain't pediyah b'kofar. Okay? Tana Bechiskiya didn't ask on all three psukim, right? We need one pasuk we pointed out for chamuros, another pasuk for kalos, a third pasuk for rotzeach. Tana Bechiskiya says, why do you need it? Rava asks on the Gemara, why didn't a pasuk from rotzeach? We already have Tana Bechiskiya that the rotzeach, there's no pidah b'kofer by a rotzeach. Okay, three din. You don't pay mamon along with misa. There's no din of demei neherag, miskaven and miskaven, and there's no pediyah b'kofer. When we learned this on daf lamed hey amad aleph, we said we have three dinim. Din number one, we saw. Din number two, we saw. Din number three, we said, oh, when we get to daf lamed ches, we'll see it. Okay, so now we see it here on daf lamed ches. This is din number three, that there is no pediyah. So why then do we need the pasuk of lo siklu kofer? So here the Gemara continues, Elamari Barchama, Itzterich. We need something. Itzterich. We need something. We need all of these psukim. Exactly what Itzterich is Machokas Rashi and Tosos. We need something. Why do we need something? Itzterich. Because Salka Daitach Amina. Hane Mile Hecha Desima Es Eno Viharagoba. Aval Hecha Desima Es Eno Viharagoba Davar Acher. Ema Nishkol Mamona Minei. Okay, Rabbi Bachama comes along and says that we need all these psukim, right? We have one pasuk cheirim. We have another pasuk kol cheirim. We have a third pasuk lo sikhu kofer. We have a fourth pasuk, im lo yehiyah ason anosh ye anesh, which is the source of kamle midrabaminei. And we have a fifth pasuk, makei adam, makei behema yeshamena umak. Go right to pasuk. We have a fifth pasuk. Makei behema yishalmena umakei adam yamus. This is the source of Tana de Bechiskiya. So we have these five psukim. So we're bothered. Why do we need over here five psukim? L'chalra. This Tana de Bechiskiya, this Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida, takes out the need of Losiklu Kofer Nefesh Rotzeach. That which we wanted to say, that there's no Pedia by a Rotzeach, we learn that from Tana de Bechiski, we don't need a separate Pasuk called Tiklu Kofer Nefesh. One of these Psukim is extra. So the Gemara says, no, we need all the Psukim. We need all the Psukim. Why? Because we would have thought, going back to the world, going back to the world of Kamalei Midrabba Minei, where is this learned out from? It's learned out from the case of two people are fighting one with another. And one of them hits, instead of the party he's fighting with, he hits a woman, and with one makkah, he both kills the woman and simultaneously, this woman was pregnant, that he also causes her to miscarry her embryos. So simultaneously, he is a murderer and he is a mazik, chovel. Right? He simultaneously chayev misa and chayev mamon with one blow. So we say that kamrei b'drav minei, that if in this situation he's actually a murderer, then he doesn't pay for the damage that he did to the wife of the individual who's currently going to be in mourning. Right? You don't pay money when you are a rotzeach. But what if we were to have the following scenario? What if he were to have a case of where he has two makos bevat achat? He simultaneously does two things. A, he kills this person, Horeg ish, and two, with a second blow that's simultaneous, he is Korea Bigdo. Right? He kills someone by shooting him in the head, and while he is shooting him in the head, he is cutting his shirt. He has two hands. With one hand, he has a gun and he shoots this person in the head, and with the other one, simultaneously, he cuts this person's clothing. We would not know that from the case in the Torah. The case in the Torah is where you have one act that has two results. That's the case of, in the Gemara's language, of Sima Eino Vahara Goba, that you did one act where you both damaged, Sima Eino, and murdered. Aval Hecha de Sima Eino, you were Chovel, Vihara Goba Davar Acher, and you killed him in a different manner, Eima Nishkoma Monamine. That's why we need a pasuk. In other words, we need one of these five psukim have to come to teach us that we have two dinim of kamei midrabba minei. Because we only had the pasuk lo ya'asa nonesh yanesh, all we would have known is the classic kamei midrabba minei of one act with two results. Two actions simultaneously, that we paskin kamei midrabba minei, but you need a source text. So we have a source text for that as well. What is that source text? So that's what Tosfos refers to. Look at Tosfos. Avosima es eino v'harago b'davar acher eimalo nishkol minei mamona v'niktalei kach gorash Rabbeinu Chananel milo ye'ason lo nafkalon elosima es eino v'harago ba ki hasam v'hakoa achas harages ha'isha v'gam havladot. The case in the Torah is where you have one act with two results. Avol sima es eino v'harogo b'davar acher b'vasachas, lo. Lo hochi itzterich, says Tosos, which pasuk is now going to teach us this halacha? Kol cherem lemifterei. That the word, words that, again, we had all these psukim. So this kol cherem, this is what's going to teach us the second din of Kamal Midrabine. That we're going to learn now from kol cherem. Any situation where you have a chiyuv misa, lo yipadeh, you're going to be pardoned from mamon, even if it happened simultaneously, because it happened simultaneously.
If you look in the side in the brackets, l'chora, if we were to choose the pasuk, we would choose v'leka l'meimar d'hocha lo koi akra d'kolcherem ela akra d'lo tikchu kofer.
We would probably have chosen this pasuk to teach us that halacha, that when you are a murderer, never take money along with the murder. Had there been damage, don't take the damage along with the murder.
Why? So Tosis points out the Amrinan Besamach Larabba Damar Chidush V'chule. Because if you look down in the Gemara later on is going to be upset at that which you wrote earlier, and it's going to ask 2 lines before the Mishnah. It appears that the pasuk, which is our problematic pasuk, is the kol cherem. So since kanere that now we have solved the problem of kol cherem, I was going to say, aye, but according to so and so and so and so, we haven't really solved the problem yet. So it appears that the pasuk is kol cherem. I have no clarity in terms of understanding how Chazal viewed psukim. In other words, I can see it post facto, but I can't see it going forward. So, in other words, when I read the Gemara, I assumed that they were talking about the pasuk Osikhu Kofer.
Tosis points out that that is not what's mentioned from the Gemara later on, but what we're dealing with over here again, point out we're dealing with the technical Gemara. The technical Gemara is that we have X number of halachot to learn out, we have X number of psukim. We should not have more psukim than we have halachot. We should not have psukim that are redundant. So in the course of setting up the psukim, we hit a point where we had a redundancy. We dealt with Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida in these three psukim. Why are we dealing with it again in Tana Debeit Hizkia? So we say, that b'chol zot, we have a pasuk which is needed to teach us a more basic din within the world of Kamalei Midrabba Minid. It's not only one act with two results, but also two acts that occur, bevat achat. And then, as you recall, we can deal with the issue, well, what if the victims are two different victims? What if we have nefashos lezeh, mamonos lezeh, and we saw machokas rishonim on that area, because it's a separate, it's working off of a separate drasha than the classic kom le bidrav mina.
Okay. If I haven't totally lost you, so let's just try and continue until the mission, just to see everything on the surface. Amalei Rava, Hanami. Even this halacha, that when you have two makos that occur simultaneously, we also have a separate drasha for that. We don't have to learn it out from Kol Cherem or Kofer. Hanami idach Tana Bechizkia Nafka. The Tana Bechizkia, this is a Tana Bechizkia you see on the side of the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Pei Dalet. This is Perek HaChovel. Perek HaChovel basically deals with the issue of Ayin Tachas Ayin, and there's a whole slew of drashas over there to prove that it doesn't mean literally an eye for an eye. So the drasha of Tana Debechizkia, Ayin Tachas Ayin, it can't mean an eye for an eye, because below Ayin V'Nefesh Tachas Ayin, because how are you going to be certain that when you decide to take out a person's eye as punishment, you're not going to kill him along with taking out his eye? You're dealing with a very, very complicated operation. And the Torah only says eye for eye. The Torah never says eye and life for eye. And so what do we see over here? We are dealing... That the assumption is that there is never going to be a situation where you are going to have a double punishment of death and money. Ayin is the equivalent of money. Nefesh is death. V'lo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. That we're not going to have a simultaneity of punishments of misa and mamon. And that's what we learn from these two makos b'vasachas, that we don't have that simultaneity.
but that's already learned out from Ayin Tachas Ayin. El Amaravashi, it's Derich. We still need all the psukim. Salka Daita Chamina Hoel V'chidashu Shechid Shetorah B'Knas Af Agav the Miktil Meshalem Kamash Malon. That we would have thought, without having all these psukim, that maybe the holding of Kamim Drabune only excludes Mamon, but would not exclude Knas. Maybe Knas is that Chumrah that even if there's a Chi of Misa, there's also going to be a Knas. That's why we need the Kol Cherem, the Kofar Yushas, to tell us that even in the case of Knas. What about, according to Rabbah, we already saw, Chidashu Shechid Shatara B'Knas Afagav the Mikta Meshalem, that which is a rejected Havamin according to Rav Ashi is the Halacha according to Rabbah. So then, Hai Kol Cherem May Ovidlei. Again, the assumption is that the Pasuk, the bottom of the totem pole, or the top of the totem pole, the Pasuk which is the last on the list, which has to be explained, is Kol Cherem. We have this extra Pasuk of Kol Cherem that we have no drusha to link in with it. So we return full circle. Everything that we asked was according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher of Yoch. Everything that we asked, I'm sorry, was only according to Hananya ben Akavya, who didn't take our original drasha. But the moment we have our original drasha of that a person going out to die doesn't have an erech, that solves all the problems. We don't have all the questions that we asked. So we will set up Rabbah like the Tanakama of Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha. Okay, Adkan, in terms of the Gemara, we'll stop over here, where we, in other words, what I'd like to finish up, and then I'll tell you, you know, what I'd like to see, what I'd like you to see, is we got up to the middle of the Tosfos Yom Haskel Aval. So we still have the Tosfos from the middle of Aval till the end of the Amud. And then there are one or two Rishonim that I want to see before moving on to Masnisin. So Bli Neder, tomorrow morning I'll give you a page of Marma Kamos for the Shir on Wednesday. Okay? Bli Neder, if it's possible, I would still like to have with you three Shirim, Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday, with the goal. I give it an iron heart on the goal, we're never going to get there. Okay, with the goal of continuing. We'll continue. I would like to finish the perek before we call it quits on Tzuvos, but how much we'll see before Pesach, I won't give a goal. Okay.